Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James speaking with Susie DeCarroll of Porter Hay Insurance in Aledo. Hello, Susie.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good. And I want to know more about Life Insurance Awareness Month. And why do we need to be aware of life insurance? I mean, at certain points, you just don't think about it sometimes.
A lot of people don't think about it. September is Life Insurance Awareness Month, so I like to make sure that all my clients are aware, and they're probably tired of me talking to them about it, but it's my passion. So one thing I would say is talk to your agent, review what you have, what you don't have, what you need. You know, once you realize that you need life insurance, it's probably about the time that you can't get it because of medical issues or, you know, you're older and you can't afford it anymore. So, or maybe you're disabled because of your health or because of an injury. It's really something people need to think about. I think it's very important.
And it's, I think the reason maybe why it's difficult is because we don't want to think about it at all.
I agree.
But if it's not there, then we're not taking care of those that we love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the big thing. You know, it's not for you. It's to make sure that the people that depend on you can get through life. Basically, you know, you have this traumatic event where you lose a loved one, and then you don't really want to think about how you're going to pay for the funeral, how you're going to pay for expenses, you're going to have to sell your house, things like that.
Yeah, so the bill companies don't stop even after a tragic life event.
No, and the thing is that a lot of people don't realize too, in Illinois, this is kind of crass to say, but they don't have to dig the hole until they get the money.
Oh, wow.
So
very strict rules on that.
Yeah, so, you know, it is a very good thing to have or to think about and to plan for.
And you have a couple different types here. Can you first tell me, Susie, first of all, we're talking with Susie DeCarroll, Porter Hay Insurance in Aledo. Mm-hmm. You're located inside Midwest Bank. Group life is one that you had to talk about today.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know how group life works. And honestly, before the last few years, I didn't really understand a lot of it. Group life. So 54% of people only have coverage through their employer. So I think that's important for employers to realize, but also individuals to realize. Group life is a great benefit to have, and it's wonderful that a lot of companies offer it, but it might not be sufficient coverage for your life insurance needs. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing when it comes to life insurance. So group life is owned by your employer. It may or may not be portable, so you might not be able to take it with you if you leave. If you are able to take it with you, the premium might increase, the coverage might go down, you might have to qualify medically for it. So it's not a bad benefit, it's a great benefit, but a lot of people don't understand how it works.
So it might be better to say that it's best to be in control of your own life insurance policy.
Absolutely. Control is the biggest issue, I think, with life insurance.
Well, and Susie, I want to bring up, I didn't think that life insurance was going to be possible for me, mm-hmm. and you showed me something. It was called Worksite Life, mm-hmm. and pretty interesting. Can you explain?
Yeah, so it's not group coverage, but you get access to it through a group. So through your employer, the employer has to make the choice to offer it to their employees. It is through Cincinnati Life, which is a great company that I work with a lot. You do have to have over 15 employees to participate in the plan, and it's paid by payroll deduction. So that's where it is comparable to group life, but it's 100% voluntary by the employees. Mm-hmm. It's owned 100% by the employees, so it's 100% owned and controlled by them. It's portable with no changes to the premium or coverage if you do leave. It's guaranteed issue, which is kind of a big deal if you do have any medical issues or things like that. We aren't going to ask you any medical questions. And when I sign the application, it's bound. So that's kind of a big deal.
And you were telling me mm-hmm. there's way you can pay in and actually get most of the money back, which, is that a different program?
No, so there are a few different products that you can pick through the Worksite Life. So there's a term life for either 10 or 20 years. There's a whole life option, and then there's an also a return of premium option. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of companies offer the return of premium. It is a term product, but at the end of that term, you would get most of your premiums back tax-free. So a lot of people that qualify for that product, that's the one they choose because they like to have the option at the end. So,
well, Susie, it sounds like the best thing people can do is to give you a call and sit down and have a conversation because you can then tailor a solution that's fit to that person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if employers are interested, please call me. I'm happy to come out and give you a presentation on the worksite life, but also on the personal side, you know, absolutely. Call me. Call whoever your agent is. Talk to them about your life insurance options for sure.
All right. Susie DeCaro with some good advice. Let's think about it right now. Life Insurance Awareness Month. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Terry.
And this has been the Business Spotlight.